Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than Luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte. This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles, just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
Doug hates candy wrappers, green and baby sticky seats with 50 ads and popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Hey, hey, hey. Hey, hey, everybody. My name is Doug. Whoa, what's happening? My name is Doug, and I love Martha Kelly. This is Doug Loves Movies, coming to you from the end of a terrible, horrible, not good, very bad year for another Homes Alone edition. It's Wednesday, December 30th, 2020, and my guests today are returning champion, plus two more friends from the Austin, Texas comedy scene. We've got Trey Gallion, Martha Kelly, and Chris Tellez. Hello.
Dang.
What up? How's everybody doing?
Hey. Like, the three of you are like real friends, like that, you know, stay in touch and whatnot, yes?
I mean, a fair amount, you know.
I text them a lot, but we get responses. But yeah, I think we're homies.
That's what I meant to say, is two of you hear a bit too much from one of the other ones.
Yeah, I have a lot of time.
I mean, you're one of the people, I have a few of them, Trey, that will send me some things that do stump me, like, why did he send that to me?
Yeah. Well, I like to do that with my friends for sure. Like Martha, I'll just send her random sketches that I do. Nothing in particular, you know.
Yeah.
Right.
I just be texting like, "Hey, happy new year, yo," or "Hey, happy birthday," and you know, they just don't respond, but I definitely am one of those people.
Well, Chris is still, we're still putting him through that hazing phase or whatever.
Yeah.
It's been 10 years, but yeah.
Are you what did you hear something? I didn't hear anything.
No, I never hear anything.
What? I don't. Who's talking right now? Stop.
Oh, guys.
Let me introduce the three of you. Let me introduce you. I'll introduce you individually, starting with second or third time on the show, I think, and was guest last year around this very day. At the Cap City Comedy Club, RIP.
Yeah.
It's Chris Tellez. Hey, Chris.
Hey, man. Thanks for having me back on. This, I think, is the third time. But
yeah.
I was just thinking that it's crazy that that was just last year. It just hit me today. I was like, God damn, it went by quick.
We were hanging out without a care in the world.
Oh, everything was so fun.
Yeah, it was really a great time.
Yeah.
It was not that long ago. So what's going on? You just hanging out there in Austin?
Yeah, I'm just here pretty much streaming constantly or playing video games and hanging out with my dog. And every now and then I do a show, you know, there's the social distance shows, you know, so I'm like alone out here. So it's I go a little mad. So, yeah, sometimes I cave in and I do some shows. So, yeah.
Do you do that thing where people can watch you play video games?
Oh man, I've thought about doing that. I think it's a Twitch, but man, I'm just not technology savvy at all, so I don't even want to start to begin to think of the process of getting that started.
Well, I'm glad you figured out how to be in a Zoom meeting so that you could be with us today.
I got help.
And also joining us is returning champion. She kicked everybody's asses last week, a few days ago, whenever it was. Hi, Martha Kelly.
Hi. great to return as the world champ.
You are the current world champ of Doug Loves Movies, and you know, I think it's. You didn't just win like people tend to win on this show. You obliterated the competition in two different games.
Well, since I've always done so terribly every other time, I'm excited to have absolutely crushed the one time.
Yeah, I was going to ask, did you put her up a bunch of cream puffs?
How dare.
I don't even know what that means. You mean like easy questions?
No, like put her against people that weren't very good also.
Oh, the other people were cream puffs?
Yeah.
You think that still applies? And like, is that a thing people say anymore?
Well, I mean, I just said it. So
I know, but you know what I mean? It just like smacks of like snowflakeism.
What?
Like, no. Why take something that's awesome and then assign it to being meaning less than in some way?
Oh, I see what you're saying. Well, I'm not a really big fan of cream puffs. I prefer more traditional.
Yeah, I don't really care one way or the other about cream puffs, but it's still just, it's a funny old school thing to say to somebody. I wish I'd remember it the next time I get in an altercation with a man, because if you call another man a cream puff, he's going to lose his mind.
No, yeah, that's true.
You know, in the heat of an argument, that's a good one. Anyway.
Doug, do you want to hear about the movie I watched specifically for today?
I would like to, but did we introduce Trey Gallione yet?
Oh, no. Huh?
Yeah, we haven't officially introduced Trey. How's it going, Trey?
It's going pretty all right.
Yeah?
Yeah, figured everything out over here.
We first met, you and I, you're in Brooklyn now, but you and I first met in Austin, Texas.
Yeah, we sure did. Yeah. We used to hang out a lot. I remember going to the premiere, the South by Southwest premiere of Super High Me.
Holy shit, you were at that?
Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
We hung out all night.
We had to sit in the aisle because there weren't any actual seats left.
Was this at the Paramount?
No.
Okay.
I remember it being at the convention center.
Yeah. Yeah. The Friday night was the premiere at the Paramount, and then Sunday afternoon they played it again over in the convention center, and they did overbook it, and people were sitting.
Yeah.
In the aisles.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Didn't make it any less good. It was still.
Oh, yeah. No, I know. I just, you know, I got a little confused because I didn't think you were at the premiere.
And no, I guess not right. The proper one. No.
Yeah. I was so silly. Like that year, I was like so excited about being in Austin and doing shows at Cap City that I left my own premiere to go headline Cap City that same night.
Dude, I mean,
and I should have just stayed at the premiere. I should have just chilled out, but I was excited to go, you know, do a show for people in Austin that don't have fancy South by Southwest badges.
That was a very kind thing to do.
Yeah, well. I went to South by this year. I went anyway, just like, well, I'll probably do a show at Cap City or something. Nope.
You got stuck there for, well, I mean, you.
Yeah, I always correct everybody that I wasn't stuck there. It was a delightful way to start out a pandemic.
Yeah, worse places.
Like
sure.
In an abandoned hotel in downtown Austin. I mean, it was pretty sweet. But you know, I can only sustain that for so long. Plus, we strangely must have been between waves or something, because we thought it was going to be okay to fly home. I mean, we sat far apart from other people and wore masks, but I think we wore masks the whole flight. I don't even remember, because it was really at a point where everyone was very concerned, but like some things just sort of went on as usual.
Well, I mean, was it a full flight, that first flight out or whatever, or the flight you took out?
No, I mean, you know, I intentionally booked a flight that didn't have very many people on it.
Oh, okay.
And also, but that was the first thing airlines did, is they really promised that there wouldn't be a lot of people on the flights, and they were partly right, because just so much tourism just vanished and so much business travel just vanished. So they, you know...
Well, because people were freaking out those first 2 months. Like, I didn't want to go anywhere near an airplane those first 2 months, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I still don't, maybe ever, you know, because this whole, oh, now there's another strain that's even spreads even faster, you know, out of the UK or whatever. I'm not pointing fingers of blame or anything, but I'm just thinking that, like, it's just going to be an ongoing thing that we're going to have to deal with somehow, and the way that seems to work is masks and distancing. The insisting those things don't work don't seem to be changing anything.
Yeah, it's like crazy. Like 6th Street out here has been apparently packing up. All the bars are just going buck wild, so I don't know.
Oh my God, that's so terrible. I really miss going to a bar on 6th Street, but I like going on like a weeknight when the whole street is lit up and lots of loud music, but you know, not very many people there.
And bars bars in Brooklyn are closing, you know, especially since they reclosed restaurants. You know, a lot of bars are like, well, people really aren't going out now, and so they're shuttering for the winter if they can make it through the winter.
Well, I apologize for making this about that. This is supposed to be a safe haven from that conversation.
This kind of snapped me back into that world.
And others. So I'll start with you, Martha, because you said you watched something specifically for today to talk about, because I do want to know everybody's favorite movie of the year, but I don't know if this qualifies.
It might, you know.
What was it?
I may have built it up too much. I watched the first Paddington movie. I had seen the second one, but I watched the first one, and what a delight.
People love the Paddington movies, like children and adults alike seem to really get into it. I saw both of them, and I think I see what people are seeing, but it doesn't hit me the same way it hits others, but people do really, really love it. So I recommend it to people, because you know, it does seem like, I just don't get it. Like he's like kind of gets in trouble, but it all kind of works out pretty. Is it like because it's so pleasant? Is that what's appealing about it?
I love cute animal stuff, and honestly, I would rather there was less of him being in danger and that just an hour and a half of acute talking bear would be what I would love. But there's a little darkness. The first one, there's a death and then danger from Nicole Kidman, who plays a terrible person. And I, even though I'd already seen Paddington 2, so I know Paddington does not get killed in the first one, I still was stressed out about it.
Now, how do these compare to the Alvin and the Chipmunks movies?
The Alvin and the Chipmunk movies are cuter because there's three cute animals instead of just the one. But
now they get into shenanigans too, Martha, you know, some tense situations.
I don't like that either. My least favorite thing is seeing CGI animals get their feelings hurt. I really don't like it.
Okay, so that's across the board. It's not even acceptable in the Alvin and the Chipmunk movies?
No.
All right, fair.
Oof. Yeah, so that's probably my favorite movie of the year, Doug. I guess that I feel like I maybe built it up too much by trying to talk about it before it was time.
I don't think so. I don't think you can overhype Paddington. I think anybody can watch it for a little while and they'll know that they agree with you or they agree with me.
Right.
And then they can proceed accordingly. It's really well done. I mean, it's really like, you know, but again, it's, you know, so show-offs over in England. The acting is just superb for a movie that, you know, is just a silly, you know, bear movie.
Yeah, it is. The humans in it are really great. And
I'm probably going to check out both of them today after this podcast.
Let me ask you this, Martha.
Seriously, I ain't got shit going on.
Martha, have you seen Sonic the Hedgehog movie?
I have not. Would you recommend it?
I haven't seen it either, but it feels right for you.
Yeah, I would recommend it. It's not too stressful. I don't think it'd be too stressful for you, Martha.
I mean, that little guy, he's so fast that he can get out of any predicament.
Well,
yeah. And Jim,
I mean, unless they tie him down, then I'd be worried.
Are there any sad CGI faces on this?
No, that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't think he super gets his feelings hurt enough to where Martha would have a problem with it. Like, I think it would be a fun romp for you, Martha.
All right, I'll check it out, guys. I appreciate it.
I think that, like, Jim Carrey is the bad guy is, like, comical enough that Sonic himself doesn't take him seriously. Right. So, you know, Sonic sort of treats him the way Bugs treated Elmer, you know?
Okay.
I think
crying.
I think that's the dynamic, but I haven't seen the film.
Well, in Paddington 1, Nicole Kidman straight up tries to murder Paddington, so it's pretty grave.
That is pretty intense, man.
Yeah. Wow. I think maybe Sonic will be more my speed. I'll let you know in 2001 or 2, maybe.
Now, how do you feel about Ted?
I've not seen it.
Oh. All right, Trey. Enough with the hard-hitting questions. you and your gotcha journalism. All right. Chris, do you have a favorite movie of the year? Preferably this year, but, you know, it could be any year.
You know, this year's been so wild. I can't remember what movies even came out this year. I saw a lot, but I guess I was thinking the Borat movie was probably the most recent one that I thought was awesome. So I'm going to go with the Borat.
Borat 2 for short.
Yeah.
That title is a tough one to remember.
Film. Yeah, either that or I was going to say Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, but I don't know if that came out in 2020 or 2019. But that movie I watched.
That one was technically the year before, even though I believe it was one of those Christmas movies.
Oh, okay. Well, I watched that one a lot this year.
I, you know, that's another one that, you know, I don't really have anything specifically bad to say about it other than it just doesn't excite me the way it does everybody I speak to about it.
Yeah, I think like the first two times it excited me a lot more. The other times, I mean, I just dug it. It's just a weird movie, man.
Yeah, it's definitely a weird movie. That's what, I guess that's what happens is you get comfortable with how weird it is and you enjoy the weirdness, or you go, why the fuck is this happening?
It's like a cool way to just kill off 3 hours if you have them, because I don't even feel those 3 hours go by. I'm like, damn.
I just don't know how it's a tribute to the movies in Hollywood to have a Hollywood actress act like you should put your feet up and take your shoes off in a movie theater.
Yeah. Yeah, I have no idea what's going on with these people in the movie, but like Leonardo DiCaprio is just very captivating in it, and I'm like, god damn, he's great.
The acting's amazing, and they got those like long ass takes where, like, you know, the one where he keeps screwing up his lines.
Brilliant.
For forever, and he's so good.
Yes, yes, yes. My favorite scene was when he had the freak out in the trailer when he's just yelling at himself and just going fucking berserk. It was just awesome.
That little girl, though, is impossibly precocious.
Yeah, impossibly precocious.
I guess that actress really is pretty much acts that way, so I guess so it's real.
Yeah.
Trey?
Yeah.
You've had a lot of time to think this over.
Yeah. Yeah. And I don't remember. I rewatched The Lobster. Does that? I'm kidding. Parabellum come out this year? Was that this year?
Antebellum.
I mean,
came out this year.
But the best movie I saw this year was Atomic Blonde. I saw that for the first time this year. Does that count?
I guess so. I like that movie.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah. What was... Did Charlize do another movie since then that's kind of like that? Or did somebody else do one?
Seth Rogen, but that was not action at all.
No, I just saw something recently where I was like, that's so much like Atomic Blonde, but without what made Atomic Blonde so great.
Dude, those fight scenes are just unreal.
Yeah, they just, the dialogue scenes are whatever, but the fight scenes are so good, and also just the choice of music they use throughout, it's really good.
Yeah, the whole 80s soundtrack is awesome. Yeah.
Like, no shit. Like, when I went to go see Atomic Blonde at Alamo Drafthouse, I don't know what the hell happened, but they played like the first like 25 minutes with no audio. Everybody was watching it, and it became like, we were all angry, then everybody was just laughing at one point, and then they paused the film for like another 15 minutes. And then they came back and said, hey, we're going to restart the movie. Everybody's food is on us. We're like, all right, Atomic Blonde rules. Like, we just all became fans.
Free food.
Yeah, but that's what I think of when I see that movie. It was just like, what the fuck is going on in the first 30 minutes? I don't know.
Well, that's funny. Nobody started making up lines for it, like doing dialogue for it themselves.
No, everybody was just quietly like giggling to themselves.
That's creepy.
Nobody was talking because we were like, what the fuck? Is anyone going to come out here and say anything?
There's some really talky scenes in that movie that you might have just been sitting there going, what the, why are they cutting from face to face?
Oh man, we were seeing people dying already.
Oh yeah, dude.
We were like, who's he?
All right, yeah. Well, thank you all for being here. We're going to play some games. My money's on Martha. And we're going to start those games up after a brief commercial message. We'll be right back. No flipping.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
We're back. And are you, is everybody ready to play some games?
Yeah. I'm ready.
Let's do it.
I still sound too loud. I apologize if I do. This first game we're going to play, Martha, I hate to break this to you, Chris and Trey, but Martha just destroyed this game when we played it a few days ago. So I thought, let's see if she can keep going.
Probably not.
I was going to say the same shit.
Here's how the game works. It's the game is called So and So and the Something Something, and it's if I take basically classic or hopefully fairly well known movie titles, and I give it a name with that structure, a name of one of the lead characters, and then describing some element of that particular movie.
Okay.
You know, like Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. Like I said, Martha was really good at it. We're gonna let Trey go first today. We're gonna go alphabetical order, so I'm just gonna give you the fake title, you tell me the movie that I'm thinking of, and if you get it, you get a point. And if you don't get, if you get it wrong or can't think of one, then it'll move to Martha, and then to Chris. Ready, Trey?
Yes.
Okay. What movie could be titled Chester Lee and the Sneaky Soccer Scenario? Mm-hmm.
Chester Lee and the Sneaky Soccer Scenario?
Mm-hmm.
Ladybugs?
That is correct.
Dude. Yeah. What's up, Martha?
Wow. Trey really coming in hot.
Shot across the bow. I think that's what they call that.
All right. You got 1 point. We'll see how this shakes out. We'll go to Martha next. Martha, what movie could be called Frank T.J. Mackey and the Mastery of the Muffin?
Frank T.J.
Mackey.
Frank T.J. Mackey and the Mastery of the Muffin?
Yeah.
Oh, God. Muffin. Let's see. And he figures out how to bake a great muffin. Oh God, Doug, I haven't.
Did you know Ladybugs? Would you have guessed Ladybugs?
No, I absolutely would not.
I think maybe you lost your magic in this game somehow.
I think the last time was pure luck. Let me see, muffin. Learns how to bake. Is it? Is it Men Don't Leave?
No, good movie though. It's a good movie.
She does make a lot of muffins in that, but her name is not Frank. So. Mm.
Chris, what do you think?
Oh, man. Could you say it one more time?
Frank T.J. Mackey and the Mastery of the Muffin.
Oh, yeah, man. See, I'm in a same pinch as Martha. I can't even think of any, like, muffin-typed movies I've seen, or themed movies, or, like, a movie with a bakery or some shit. I can't even think of one, so... it's definitely a cooking movie, but yeah, I got nothing.
All right, let's go to Trey.
I love you to death.
All you need, that's very nice to hear, but what's your answer?
Gremlins.
No, I'm kind of shocked. Frank T.J. Mackey was the character played by Tom Cruise in Magnolia.
Oh, okay.
They say his name a lot, and he claims in his one of his speeches in his seminars is that he can turn men into a master of the muffin.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
I saw that one once, and it didn't really take. You know what I mean?
It's a lot to take. There's a lot going on in that movie, and. That's one I think, like, I would not recommend that to anybody because I feel like there's a good chance they would hate it, but I love it for some reason, but that might be part of it, is I just love how brazenly weird and pointless it is.
Frank T. Mackey.
TJ. Frank TJ Mackey. Like, I feel like character names in his movies are pretty memorable, but... I don't know. I'm always surprised by what people know and they don't know. But no, that one whipped all the way around. We're back to you, Martha.
Hey.
Aurora Greenway and her dying daughter.
This is easy. Sorry to be cocky about it, but it's Terms of Endearment.
That's correct.
Oh.
I just saw a little bit of it on cable. That's why it was easy.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's Shirley MacLaine's name in Terms of Endearment, Aurora Greenway.
Yeah.
See how easy this can be, Chris?
Yeah, definitely.
All right, here goes.
I'm ready for the next one.
All right. Sandy Olson and the Ladies Who Wear Pink.
Ah, damn. All right. Sandy Olson and the Ladies Who Wear Pink. Man. Ladies Who Wear Pink. God damn. I'm going to say Bridesmaids.
No, but
I don't know what.
I don't take issue with that answer. The only thing I don't like about it is its incorrectness.
Yeah, I think I was just thinking of the movie cover and Ladies Who Wear Pink, and I could be wrong about that.
It was worth a shot. What do you think it is?
I had to guess something.
What do you think it is, Trey?
The Ladies That Wear Pink. Ladies That Wear Pink. That's the Expendables?
No. Why did you say the Expendables?
It's the only thing I could think of.
Oh, okay.
I couldn't think of a...
This isn't that game where you just name any movie you can think of. You have to... I should add that to the repertoire, though. Just someone's out if they can't think of the name of a movie.
I was gonna say Surf Ninjas.
Okay, Martha.
Andy Olson and the Ladies Who Wear Pink.
Mm-hmm.
Is it the First Wives Club?
No, but another completely reasonable guess. I guess I never knew what her last name was. I just think of her as Sandy in Grease.
Oh.
No.
Oh, I feel like such an idiot.
Like, who knew? Who knew that her last name was Olsen?
Yeah. Pink lady.
Wow. You know, they're always saying Danny Zuko. And then with her, they're just like, oh, Sandy.
Sandy. Well, Sandra D is the only other thing they call her.
Yeah.
Just overthinking it.
Yeah. It's...
it was right
Gosh,
there.
Dog it.
I could have thought of that.
All right. So where did we start that one? We started with Chris, right?
Yes.
Okay, we're back to you, Chris.
All right.
What movie could have been called WW and the Dixie Dance Kings?
All right. And the Dixie Dance Kings. Fucking shit. I'm gonna go with Breakin'. Nope. It's gotta be Breakin', nope. Right?
The only Surprisingly, dance... no, that is not right.
Breakin' 2?
Trey. It sounds like you're feeding a horse.
Yeah. Jeez. Dance.
Martha.
Yeah.
Before I answer, I just want to clarify, I'm not allowed to look it up on my phone and find the answer, correct?
That is correct. The idea is everyone is going to play fair.
All right. WW and the Dixie Dance Kings. How about... Oh God! What about Biloxi Blues? No.
I have to apologize for this one because I just wanted to see what would happen. There is a movie called WW and the Dixie Dance Kings.
Well, that's the actual name of the movie?
There really is a movie called that. It was a Burt Reynolds movie.
Oh my gosh. And I almost said Smokey and the Bandit. I would have been kind of in the ballpark. At least.
I might have given you a point for that. That would have been terribly impressive. All right, so that was just being dumb. We got to get serious now.
Oh my God.
Chris, mm-hmm. Jim Garrison and the Magic Bullet.
Okay. Jim Garrison. That could be a lot of movies. There's a lot of movies with bullets. Man, shit. I'm going to just go with Assassins. Let's go.
Yeah, just go. Whenever you're in doubt, it's right there at the beginning of the alphabet. Just go with Assassins.
That's how I thought about it.
Yeah. Trey?
This movie came out in 1991, Doug. And I remember it well because it was the first movie that really introduced me to the world of conspiracy theories. I'm gonna have to say that movie is JFK.
Oh my goodness, he just did it, everybody.
I was gonna say JFK. I didn't know why the fuck I didn't. See?
I don't know why either. I kind of thought that Damn. Might be an easy one.
I don't know why Assassins jumped right in there and pushed it out of the way.
Yeah, I guess Martha, you probably knew what that one was, right?
No, what's the clue again?
Jim Garrison, that's the character Kevin Costner plays in JFK.
Damn it, brain.
And it's Jim Garrison and the Magic Bullet.
No way, I would not have guessed that. I was gonna guess Werewolf in London.
Man, that makes me feel better.
Yeah, that makes more sense than whatever Tellez said.
Yeah, thanks, Martha.
It's not a reunion without some fighting. been a while since you all have seen each other.
It's all in love.
The only thing Trey wins for that remarkable achievement is getting to go first in our next game, the game where everybody gets to go first, because we play three rounds and we distribute the getting to go first equally. It's called Weird Algorithm. And we should get like a music sting of some, you know, rip off some Weird Al thing. Like just a real quick, like, eat it! Anyway. Isn't it funny that you podcasters could still just use any music they want and still not get like in trouble for it? Or
wait, what?
I didn't know that. Nice.
I mean, doesn't it feel that way? I mean, maybe I just don't know what I'm talking about. But like, aren't there podcasts that their theme song is just some song that they took and decided to make their theme song?
I mean, yeah, I guess.
You know, they're not paying for it, I don't think. Mm.
Wow, that's
nice. Yeah, I've been talking about it for years. Like, I just keep, like, it was just like when they wouldn't have breakfast after 10:30 at McDonald's. It took me, like, you know, many years of talking about it and complaining about it, and they finally said, well, okay, we're going to fix that, and then it was still a few more years.
But it's still not all day.
It is in most places, isn't it?
Is it?
Yeah, I think most McDonald's.
I feel like they switched to all day, like, a few years ago.
Yeah. Keep up, Trey.
Man, that's.
Hey, also, McRib is back, Trey, by the way.
Darn it.
Do you guys know how to play Weird Algorithm?
I do not.
All right. IMDb, the Internet Movie Database, has a function where you can just take a motion picture and you can reorder the cast based on popularity according to IMDb's popularity algorithm that particular day. Like, I looked these things up either last night or this morning. And so I'm going to just name a movie, and then you have to guess who in the cast of that movie would be the top billed. And I give everybody a little hint at the beginning. I'll name a couple of the actors that are in it that are possibilities, but I'm not going to tell you if they finished in the top three or not. They're just more or less who you think of as the stars of these movies. Okay. Remember, it's a weird algorithm. So expect the unexpected.
Right.
And anybody can win. Trey?
Yep.
The movie is The Adjustment Bureau, starring Emily Blunt, Matt Damon, and a lot of hats. So between Emily Blunt, Matt Damon, or anyone else you could think of that was in that movie, who do you think came in at number one?
I'm going to go Matt Damon.
Trey's going Matt Damon. You will have a chance to change your answer in a moment. Shared answers are also allowed, but strategically it's harder to win if you get a point or don't get a point at the same time as someone else.
Of course.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Martha?
I haven't seen that movie, and I don't know anyone in it besides those two, so I'm going to go Emily Blunt.
I like that strategy. Chris?
I'm just going to go Matt Damon. I was going to go Emily Blunt as well, but I'm just going to go Matt Damon on this one.
All right. So Trey's in for Damon.
Yep.
As is Chris, and Martha is going for Blunt.
Yeah.
Here we go. Fifth place, I just put it there because it's interesting. Nobody thought of it, but maybe he seemed like he should be higher. Anthony Mackie. But then in the third spot is Matt Damon.
Ooh.
Oh.
So that's worth one point for Trey and 1 point for Chris. And then coming in at number two is Emily Blunt.
Mm.
2 points for Martha. But if anybody had remembered that a young man who one day would become super famous for hiding his face most of the time. Number one from the Adjusting Bureau is Pedro Pascal.
Oh, wow. Yeah, he's kind of hot right now. Huh?
He's so hot that he was able to leap to number one in the cast of a movie with genuine movie stars. And in the movie, he plays like mob guy number three.
Wow.
Weird algorithm. Welcome to it.
A good one.
Yeah, man. I went Damon because I was like, I saw his name somewhere recently. Ah, but yeah, you ain't going to beat Pascal right now.
Never seen it, so it was just a toss up for me.
I wouldn't have remembered he was in it.
Okay, Martha gets to go first this next round. She's got 2 points. Everybody else has one. The film, Martha. Apologies if you haven't seen it. I should run these by you first. Date Night, starring Steve Carell and Tina Fey.
So I have seen it one time years ago. Zero recollection of who else is in it. So I'm going to just guess Steve Carell. Wait, can I change my answer?
Yes.
I'm going to make a random guess based on patterns that Doug has had in the past. I'm going to guess Pedro Pascal.
Oh.
I don't even know if he's in it, but just random.
Ooh.
All right. Chris?
Also never seen it, but I feel like I've seen the poster, the little, it's on, always on. They're both on it, but I'm going to go with Tina Fey. Yeah.
Okay.
Tina Fey.
Trey?
I'm going with Nick Kroll.
That's a good guess. I mean, he's in it. He's definitely in it.
Just because the new season of Big Mouth came out recently.
Right. Okay. Solid logic.
Right. That's what I thought.
Yeah. All right. I'm going to tell you the top four in a second. But I'm going to tell you who didn't make the top four real quick. Mark Wahlberg, Mila Kunis, Tina Fey, Steve Carell, and James Franco. All didn't make the top four.
Oh,
man. That's how brutal this game can be.
Maybe they're not on the list together.
Number four, Bill Burr.
Right.
Right?
Yeah, he's the cop.
Yeah. Number three, Olivia Munn.
Oh.
She's the receptionist at the same spot where Nick Kroll isn't. It's almost like they filmed with him and then he was busy or something, so then they got her. Because it becomes a different person. They don't make a thing out of it at all. Or maybe they have a scene together. I forget, but it's weird. He just sort of vanishes. She's like in it more than he is, I think. Anyway, number two, Kristen Wiig is in that movie.
No.
Yeah, she's stacked.
She's a apex predator exclusively on HBO Max. Number one. I would not have thought of this myself, but it is Wonder Woman. Gal Gadot is in Date Night.
Oh, she plays Mark Wahlberg's lady friend.
Yeah.
Son of a gun.
So Pedro Pascal not in it at all.
No, he wasn't in that one. But I like that you know a pattern could occur sometimes. My pattern this time is sincerely just movies where it's like, what? ones where it's a real nice takes a real good turn. But this next one I think is shocking in yet another way. Who's going first this time? It's over to Chris.
All right, let's go. I got to get one eventually. Let's do it.
You got one. You got a point for Matt Damon earlier.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. All right, but this movie is Home Alone starring Macaulay Culkin.
All right, I got this one. This is a cream puff right here.
I don't think you're using that the right way.
Is that not what it was?
This is a softball, not a cream puff.
Oh, okay. This is a swisher. Oh, am I just...
Is it about Home Alone or something else?
Yeah, did I just tell you I had Macaulay Culkin, right?
That's who you're going with?
Yeah.
Okay. Excuse me. Sneezed. I sneezed. I'm allergic to your answer.
Oh, no.
Catherine O'Hara?
Trey's going Catherine O'Hara.
Yeah, I am. That's what I'm saying.
Okay. Why am I regretting my answer already? Jesus.
And Martha?
I also am going to guess Catherine O'Hara, although I only remembered she's in it because Chris said her name, but she's probably super popular right now because of Schitt's Creek, so that's my answer.
Yeah, well, she certainly should be super popular right now because of Schitt's Creek and everything she does and person that she is. First, I have to say sorry to Marv and Harry. The Wet Bandits didn't make the top three. Gus, the polka guy, played by the late, great John Candy, he didn't make the top three. Number three for Home Alone is Kieran Culkin. Of course, we're enjoying very much on the television show Succession. I don't know what else he's got going on, but he's up there.
He's got those vaults.
I mean, when you're running tired and Joe Pesci, things are going right. Number two is Catherine O'Hara.
Yeah.
We did it.
Right, so that means Martha.
Martha's got 4 points.
Yeah. Thanks, Chris.
Trey, you said Catherine O'Hara too, right?
Yeah.
But that only brings you to 3 points.
Yeah.
Number one in Home Alone is, Chris figured it out. It's Macaulay Culkin.
Thanks for letting me win, guys. I appreciate it. What's that worth, like 10 points?
Jeez, man.
Right, but now you and Martha are tied.
Oh, my God, that's more than I ever expected. This is awesome.
We have to play this off. Trey, just hang out for a sec, if you don't mind.
Yeah, man, I'll be over here.
Yeah, just be over there in your spot.
I just want to say that I thought Chris said Catherine O'Hara, so actually... Thank you, Trey, for saying her.
Yeah, I heard you give me credit for that earlier. I appreciated it.
I'm taking it back.
Last thing I thought was that you would retract that.
I thought that was just a jab at me, Martha. I took it in stride. We're cool.
All right, we got to... Don't say anything, Trey, because now... Now everybody's thinking about how you and Chris sound the same.
Hey, Trey, let me tell you, it did feel good.
Enjoy it.
All right, so here's what Martha and Chris have to do. I'm going to name a movie, and then each of you, as fast as you can, name the person you think would be the most popular from that movie. And hopefully we'll be able to tell who started to speak first if you say the same name. But no matter what happens here today, let's all stay friends.
No.
see how she gets?
I was going to say sure.
Martha really wants this. Like, being champion going into the new year, I can hardly think of a better place to be at right now.
Yeah, man.
And to know that you're the Doug Loves Movies champion at the end of this miserable year, you rose above it.
Wait a minute, that could happen for me too?
Listen, you don't have a chance here. I just have to go through the motions. No, I don't know who's going to win. I'm excited. All right, so just as soon as you can, name anybody from this movie that you think would be number one. I've listed the top seven in case you each say different names that are also not number one. The film is Bridesmaids.
Melissa McCarthy.
No, Kristen Wiig.
Kristen Wiig.
Kristen Wiig.
Kristen Wiig. Here we go. Number seven, Maya Rudolph. Number six, John Hamm. Number five, Ellie Kemper. Number four, Melissa McCarthy. Number three, Rose Byrne. Number two, Jillian Bell. She's in that Disney Plus movie, Godsmacked. That's not it. Godmothered. Godsmothered.
I do love me some Godsmack, though.
God got some zazz on me. I don't know what it's called, but it's on Disney Plus. And number one is, of course, the number one in my heart, Bridesmaid, Kristen Wiig.
Thanks, Martha.
You did it, Chris.
Thanks. I appreciate it. There's no way in hell I thought I was going to win.
That was very exciting. Can you be with us as returning champion on Sunday afternoon at the same time on January 3rd?
Let me check my schedule.
Do you watch football all day on Sundays?
Not anymore. I don't. Not as champ.
I mean, you could take an hour off to come be with us.
And,
what do you got to promote in the meantime? Is there anything going on, places people can check you out?
I mean, just follow me on Instagram and Twitter. I do have a show in Dallas January 10th. We'll see if it goes on. It is a social distance show, but that'll be at Hyenas. Otherwise, follow me on social media.
I mean, your fans are showing love for you, whether they, you know, come and stand far away or they just don't come at all, you know, like either way.
Oh, yeah.
They're supporting, you know.
Oh, totally, man. I totally understand if people don't want to come out to the show. Absolutely.
Awesome. Trey Gallion.
Hey, man. At Trey Gallion on Twitter and Instagram. And then Jeff Tate and his brother and myself have started a podcast called Rough Drafts, R-U-F-F Drafts, where we pick a different topic, or we draft movies each episode, you know, and we have a different category every episode. So, like, we did Christmas movies, New Year's Eve movies, movies filmed in Austin, blah blah blah. But yeah,
it's gotta be fun. But those guys and you, that's a great crew.
Yeah, it is. It's fun because, you know, Jeff knows everything about movies and I know nothing. So it's a nice mix.
I appreciate how comfortable you are with silence. Thank you again. Thank you again for being here. Thanks to you again. Martha Kelly.
Well, I have a show on Twitch tonight I'm part of called The Year in Review. It's at 8:00 Central Time, and it's a million Austin comedians in teams, each doing 1 month of the past year and doing a few jokes about it. And I'm in November. There's a lot of great people on it. And then Saturday night, I'm doing a Master Pancake showing of Wonder Woman 1984, and that's also on Twitch.
Oh, neat. That's fun.
Yeah.
Those shows, Pancake is always fun to do, and that movie, there's plenty of stuff to talk about.
Well, I'm excited to watch it.
It'll be your first time seeing it?
Well, I'm going to watch it before then because it's divided. Yeah, it's divided into teams who each do like a half hour chunk. So I'm with Vanessa Gonzalez, one of my favorite comedians.
Oh, she's great.
In the world. Yeah.
That's awesome. So, yeah. So you, you're going to watch the whole movie though, because some of the jokes in your in the section you're going to do could still be referencing stuff that happened earlier in the film.
Yes, except in this instance, I'm on the first 30 minutes, but I'm still going to watch the whole movie.
Well, you could do some hilarious spoilers in that first 30 minutes.
Right.
I definitely will watch the whole movie, and then on Tuesday I'm getting my first root canal, and I would appreciate thoughts and prayers.
Oh, you got them all, because everybody's been through that or doesn't want to go through that. So, but most of the time seems pretty, you know, it's not so bad.
I think they're way better than they used to be. Like they have a different way of doing it that's not medieval. So,
yes, I think they also do a better job of numbing wherever they need to numb. I think there used to be more, you know, masochistic dentists who just like the idea of, you know, doing those things to people who aren't numbed enough.
I'm surprised there isn't a long history of people biting down as hard as they can on sadistic dentists, but I've actually never heard of that, but it should have happened. I don't want to, why am I bringing this up? You're trying to wrap it up.
Is there an option with a root canal? Can they just knock you out, Martha?
I don't think so.
No, because they want you to be able to like open wider or whatever, you know, like a knocked out person, if you just jam their mouth open, that can't be good for anything.
Right. It'll be fun.
Yeah, I've had a few root canals, and it's not, it seems like a lot worse than it's going to, you know, but like the initial, I remember the anesthesia I got one time for a root canal, that initial shot was probably the most painful thing I ever experienced, but that was just because it was just a doctor who didn't like numb the area before the injection, you know, so it's like,
Jesus.
Even though it's to, you know, it's to numb, it, you know, numbs eventually, but in the meantime, he just jabbed a big fucking needle into my gums.
Did you tell me, did you go, hey man, what the fuck, dude?
Yeah, that's exactly what I said. No, you just sit there and fucking take it, like, you know, you know, he's the professional. But I mean, sometimes they say this is going to hurt, like especially when they push the plunger on the syringe for the anesthetic and it kind of, you know, enters you or whatever. I guess that moment can be pretty painful, so they usually warn you about that.
Like two for flinch in. Make it.
I'm one of those. Always dreaded a root canal, and now double that.
it's really it could go any direction. I feel. I think any dental procedure or surgical procedure where you're awake during it, you can have so many different experiences. You know.
Yeah.
Okay. Where are we at? Everybody said their plugs.
Yeah.
Yep.
Fantastic. Let me do mine. Doug Loves Movies on Twitter. It's a good place to just follow for just movie stuff, just stuff about Doug Loves Movies. And then also, if you're missing the Getting Doug with High show, because it's not on YouTube anymore, it's because it's exclusively a Patreon. Go to patreon.com/gettingdoug to become a member of the 420 Club. Thanks again to outgoing champion Martha Kelly, incoming champion Chris Tellez, and all around waste of space Trey Gallion.
Man, thanks. I love all you guys.
You guys too, man. Yeah.
Thank you, Trey.
Yeah.
As always, that's right. That's right. Attaboy, Clarence.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of Gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in